some of our better stories. It's the story hour, Beyond Good Day. Chef Louis DeAngelis, by the way, later in the hour, he's, I guess we think, Richie, of Louis being kind of a macho guy. Remember that song, Macho, Macho Men?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Louis is a guy. Yeah. He's a guy's guy.
Well, and
but
he's also
can cook.
A chef. Right. He has a very healthy veggie burger idea. To cook up for a sort of healthy veggie burger later in the hour. Chef Louis' recipes, part of our...
Stop right there.
Excuse me.
Hey, do you think that there's still that stigma that if a man can cook, he's not as much of a man?
No, the best chefs are men.
I think it's hot.
Yeah. I think it's gone.
Really?
20 years ago, yeah. If a guy cooked, you were like, oh, the little lady's on town.
Right.
Now
and
it's like,
if he wears an apron, then you kind of maybe think that.
I don't wear an apron.
No.
I know that. I wouldn't.
You should.
I don't.
You
should. But I'm not really.
When it says kiss the cook.
Yeah. Oh, no. An apron and nothing else.
Nothing else, exactly.
Woohoo!
Yeah. My kids and mother-in-law would love that.
Yeah, we really do.
Your wife might like it.
I'll pass on coming over for dinner the next time I'm riding through town.
Yeah, Doug would have loved that when I was cooking for him last month.
All right. Here on the Good Day program, a focus on the first day that you as consumers can start paying an extra fee just for using your credit card to make purchases. Isn't this sweet? The biggest retailer, apparently a little background would be necessary here. The fee in question is widely described as a checkout fee. And starting next week, retailers are going to have the option of charging you on any purchase you make with a credit card. They have the option of charging you a checkout fee. The fee comes about as a result of a settlement reached in July of last year between merchants and credit card networks and is intended to help defray the costs of the swiping fees that are charged by those networks. It can't be higher than what the merchant actually pays as a swipe fee, which is usually between 1.5% and 3% of the transaction. American Express charges 3%. I think Discover does as well. Most of the fee, I think MasterCard and Visa are about 2.3% of the transaction. So if you go to an auction, sometimes they add this fee on as a buyer's premium. But that's basically what it is. So instead of, because we are going to a credit card society, these people think they can get away with it. And probably you'll cave. I'm betting you'll cave. If you use a credit card, you'll cave. I think there was a swipe fee. As a matter of fact, the story at DougStefan.com that explains all of this suggests there was a swipe fee before this in the form of the Durbin Amendment, which capped swipe fees on debt card purchases at 21 cents per transaction. The July settlement doesn't cap swipe fees on credit cards, so they can charge anything that they want. So if you're a competitor, like let's say I have a competitor on my farm, somebody else is selling raw milk, and most people pay for it with credit cards, am I going to add the 3% on so that you pay, instead of $10 a gallon, you're going to pay $10.30 a gallon? And so my competitor is going to charge that. I'm not going to. It's a cost of doing business. But here's yet another way, and people will, because they'll say to themselves, it's only a couple of cents. What's the big deal? And so the banks will go from making kajillions on credit card transactions to multi-kajillions. Not that they shouldn't. It's a legitimate way of doing business. You get what you can for what you're selling. That's the whole idea of a free enterprise system.
Yeah, it's a service that is provided, and it's convenient to be able to use a credit card instead of having to haul around cash all of the time. So I acknowledge that they are providing a service and that I'm willing to pay for that service. But when they start gapping you, like, for example, last week when Jen and I were in Vegas, the taxis there have a...
Yeah, it's like $3.
$3 service charge to use a credit card.
Yeah, good. There you go.
Yeah.
And so, then you try to go to the ATM to get some cash to carry on with you so you don't have to use that.
And get another charge because the ATM fee will be $2.
Oh, and then the ATM, ATMs in Vegas charge you like $5.
Yeah. $5.
A cha-ching.
Oh, yeah. So you're actually better just doing the cab fee. But it's still, we're so, this is probably the only society, and this goes back to what we've been talking about all along this week, and that is that Americans love convenience, whether it's in food or it's in credit cards, because we don't want to carry a lot of cash around.
Right.
Eventually, they're going to probably start charging us a fee for using cash because no one's using it anymore.
What am I to do with this
on
cash?
On an airline, you can't pay for anything you buy on any airline anymore with cash.
Credit card.
You got to use a credit card.
And then watch. Now they'll double
they're
gonna credit
card. They're going to add 3%. Exactly.
Right. So they will force you to use a credit card.
Is this a conspiracy?
Whoa. Follow this. Follow this.
Well,
they will force you to use a credit card.
Yeah.
Then they will excise a 3% tax on that.
Yep.
And then there will be a class action lawsuit against the airlines.
Yeah. Right. Instead of a class action lawsuit against
and then they'll
card
just say, okay, no problem, no charge on the credit cards, but guess what? Your
the
ticket just went up 3%.
It's all about
the
just
food
around
just,
and around
roll
it goes.
In, right.
Same thing. So the poll at DougStefan.com, how often do you pay with credit cards? A, I pay for everything with a credit card. B, I use credit cards for most things except groceries and fast food. C, I only use a credit card for gas and or expensive restaurants. D, I hardly ever pay with credit cards. E, I don't even have a credit card. So which one best describes you, Roberta?
I pay for everything
with a credit card.
As long as I get airline miles or points.
I knew that.
That's all
the
I care about. Points, points.
And more points.
And
all right, Richie,
points.
What about you?
I pay for most things with credit cards. I don't carry a whole lot of cash.
Yeah. All right, Jennifer?
Me too. My ATM card. I try not to put things on credit, but
ATM. Me too. My debit card,
No, but you don't get points with debit cards.
You're right.
No, you don't.
So
what you do is
you use a credit card that has points, and then you just put it on auto pay so that you don't miss the payment.
Mm. There's I have a card you can use both ways, and if you use it, I like the debit part because you're not spending money that you don't have. If you can't charge it, and you don't have the money, bingo, you're done with it. So anyway, but it's a very interesting
way. Mom and dad were really good at using the living on the credit card and paying it off every single month and getting
pay
the miles.
It off every month. That's the way
they were very good about that.
Yeah.
I even pay the property taxes with the credit card.
Well, there are a lot of people. I have people advertising on this program that pay me with a credit card. That's how, and the guy obviously is getting, we're talking about thousands of dollars, so look at what he's doing. He's racking up all kinds. It's a private company, so he can do what he wants.
I haven't paid for an airline ticket in 10 years.
You haven't?
Nope.
Good for you, Roberta.
Except if it's a real cheap ticket, if it's one of those $150 round trip things and you're not going to blow the points on it.
Right.
But for the most part, no.
Yep. Our poll that we were carrying yesterday, do you care if Beyonce lip-synced the national anthem? Let's see the results of that. 30% said, I don't care one way or another. 27% said, it was an historic event, and what she did was a cop-out. Really? Yeah, that really means that much to you. Wow. 19% said, I'm disappointed. Not a big deal. 18% said, give her a break. It was cold. 5% said, who's Beyonce?
So I don't care, but you just got punked by Kelly Clarkson, who didn't lip-sync it.
That's right. It just went to show you.
It doesn't matter to me that she lip-synced or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It made Kelly look a lot better, though.
It made Kelly look a lot better, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, at any rate,
it's done all the time in the industry. People just don't realize that.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
All the time.
All the time.
For example, many of my appearances here on the Good Day program are
lip-synced.
Absolutely.
And you bet Kelly Clarkson had a backup track. Because they all do.
Just
what if the microphone fails? You never know. Everybody has the backup.
And I tell you what, a lot of the quote-unquote real artists who have done it the hard way to get their look down on these American Idol artists like Kelly Clarkson.
Right.
But let me tell you something. When you walk onto that stage in front of Randy Jackson and the rest of the judges and you don't have a backup track, you're really singing. So there's a lot of these people wouldn't do that.
No, you're right about that. Before we get to a couple of stories, as time allows here, and we have Chef Louis on with his recipe of the week, let me help you look young. Let me help you look better. Let me help you feel better about how much younger and better you will look. If you have yellow stained teeth, you maybe have tried some of these other products that have been around. Maybe you drink too much coffee or tea or alcohol, or blueberries. There are things that affect the teeth, stain your teeth. If you don't like the whitening strips, and who does? If you don't like the trays, and who does? If the gums get so sensitive after you stick your teeth in those trays, here's the solution to yellow-stained teeth. The solution to your problem is a product called Power Swabs. Power Swabs are coconut-based detergent. It's an all-natural vegetarian detergent, if you can imagine that. I don't know if that goes, if the two words go together. Do you think they do? Detergent and all-natural?
Vegetarian-based detergent?
Right. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Unlike the bleaches that a lot of people... Can you imagine put bleach? You put bleach in the water. Yeah. You know what it smells like. You're putting that in your teeth? Hello, I don't think so. Power Swabs works on all of your teeth, no matter whether they're veneers, they're bonds, caps, whatever it is, crowns. Get it now by dialing 800-865-7602. Do yourself a favor. Call that number. Whiten up your teeth. And it'll give you a new kind of a bounce in your step when you look that much better. 800-865-7602. It doesn't take any time at all. Call today. Get a free one-month supply of mouthwash and toothpaste when you mention Doug Steffen. Power Swabs, clinically proven to whiten your smile in 5 minutes. Try it today, risk-free. 800-865-7602.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Well, Flo,
huh?
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
25 years and still going strong. Doug Steffen's The Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Audio highlights for you. If you missed the conversation with Luke Perry or Dominic Monaghan this week, you might want to check it out, along with a lot of other tips, health tips, lowering your cholesterol, Dr. Kennedy's weekly house call. Lots of things are there to entertain and inform you. Check out the audio highlights in the broadcast center at DougStephan.com. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horan, and Rich McFadden here. Before we get to Chef Louie, Rich has a story that's pretty important for all of us to consider.
All right, so who remembers what Title IX is?
Title IX is the women's opportunity for equal opportunity in sports.
In high school sports, that's
very
right.
Good.
Very good.
And who remembers watching the Olympics this last year when the, I can't remember what the runner's name is, but he had the springs for feet.
His name was Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer, that's right. When Jerry Springer was in the Olympics this summer, and he had the...
That's the best thing I've said all day, actually.
It is. You get to go home now.
And the conversation was whether he had an unfair advantage because he had more bounce in his step.
Right.
Well, at the high school level now, he had springs on his feet. Yeah.
Well, he had feet.
And he won.
And he built special shoes to go on the end of his leg.
Yeah. Right, right. So in high schools now, the U.S. government has just passed a law that students with disabilities must be given a fair shot to either play in traditional sports team or have their own leagues. So bottom line is what this comes down to is that if they can alter a sport easily so that the disabled student can compete in that sport, they will. So, for example, let's say a deaf person who wants to compete in a track team, creating some kind of a visual mark for the start, since they can't hear the starting gun. Easy enough, right?
Yeah.
Or let's say creating a track where somebody can compete in the running thing that is in a wheelchair, where they can basically ride alongside the runners and try to keep up with them. Some things are going to get a little bit more difficult, like basketball, so they would have to create their own league. But the interesting thing here is that sports teaches a lot of life lessons.
Sure does.
And what they're saying is that by these people missing out on those abilities to get those interactions in sports, that they don't get those life lessons. And to me, I totally see that. That's one of the reasons I enjoy the fact that my son is into baseball and basketball and was a black belt in taekwondo, is you learn things from that.
Yeah.
And it's an important lesson. But, then there's the, okay, is it fair to the other kids if you do get some kind of... Is rolling a wheelchair or running on feet that are springs the same as running with your feet? Is that apples to apples? Should we just create another Hello.
That was me dropping my mic.
No kidding. Thank you for that. Should we just create another league, like an inter-county league, where the disabled get to compete against
each
other?
Equal opportunity on this show, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, and then it's going to cost a lot of money. So, you know, how does that get handled? So there's I think there's going to be a lot of questions in this and a lot of debate, but it's a good debate to have.
I'm not much on entitlements, as you know. And I'm really bothered sometimes by the amount of money that's spent on athletics. Having said that, both are negatives. This sort of thing is appropriate as long as it doesn't get out of hand. There are so many examples.
Right.
Title IX went
$1 million track.
Most of the things that you have now in special ed have gotten way out of control. The idea of special education for special needs students was extraordinarily important and necessary when it went into effect. Now it's completely out of control, and they've grabbed the power here and grabbed it there. So, Richie, how do we? I'm with you. If you can figure out how to put controls on it so that it doesn't get abused,
so they don't spend $1 million to build a gymnasium for three students.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yep, yeah, and that's it. You see, that's what happens. We in Framingham spend $300,000 a year for one student who is not mobile, can't get out of bed. $300,000 a year. Is that wrong? Some people think it is, and some people don't think it's wrong. But it certainly is food for thought here. Great issue, Richie. Thanks. 28 after.
Well, Flo,
This
is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 80,000 diverse safety products, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Now through November 30th, save off the Grainger catalog price with 25% off select DuPont protective clothing and 30% off Ansel products. Just call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla... not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check.
weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Mind is cold and frozen.
Oh,
but I
so
did
cold.
Say earlier, Roberta's house got frozen in the cold weather yesterday, and I haven't asked you on the air how it worked out in terms of heat and pipes and all that stuff.
Well, the pipes were okay. The building is, you know, fairly well insulated because it's surrounded on two sides by other buildings, so
right.
It's only the front and back that's exposed, so it wasn't too bad. But, you know, I walked into the apartment about 9 o'clock at night, and it was 60 degrees, and I went, oh, no. And I went down to the basement and checked the boiler. I went, oh, no. So I called up the oil company and said, yeah, we'll get somebody there, you know, at some point. So, you know, I'm up till 3 o'clock in the morning when they finally arrived, and, you know, an hour and a half later...
What was the matter with the boiler?
The heat back on. Apparently, the oil that I got had some water in it.
Third time in 10 days. Wow.
The boiler had gone off. Except, that, you know, decided to go off when it was 13 degrees.
That's a big problem, by the way, that people don't realize. You can get water in this fuel depending on how they store it, what the tanks are all about, where it was
below. A little bit of condensation.
Below the surface or above the surface. Yeah, condensation gets into it. It can raise hell as it did with you. That's not your story, though.
That's not my story.
No, what's your story?
My story is the newest apartments now being built in Manhattan because there is, you know, as you know, there is a housing shortage in Manhattan, even though a one-bedroom apartment in Manhattan can go for, you know, average about $3,000 a month for a one-bedroom. Mm-hmm. And that would be something maybe around 700-800 square feet. So what they're doing now is they're building these new modular apartments. They're called micro units, and they're anywhere from 250 to 350 square feet. So about the size, maybe a little smaller than your average hotel room, right? But in that room, you've got your kitchen, you've got your bathroom, you've got your living room, you've got your bedroom. And these modular units are going to rent for about $2,000 a month.
Wow. He's crazy enough to do that. Wow.
Well, you know what? When you figure that just short of 50% of Manhattan residents are single-person apartments. One person living in the apartment.
Because you have a roommate in that? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. But apparently, I mean, these things are just marvelous space users, because if you want to cook, you take the stove out of a drawer, you plug it in, and then when you're finished, you put it back into the drawer. Everything just kind of compartmentalizes into
with the Murphy beds that come out of the wall.
Everything,
and
a Murphy
stuff.
Bed that comes out of the wall. They have home entertainment systems. You know, they've got full size closets. They've got ceiling to floor bookcases. The ceilings are 10 feet high, so you've got plenty of room for storage up above. And this is the latest concept now, and they're already practically sold out on these. And they're
really
just in the, yep, they're just in the process.
No kidding.
Yeah, I will never forget the day that Doug and I went to visit his son Brendan at his apartment that he shared with like 8 people. And where was that, Doug? Where in New York?
The East Side, down on First.
And I walked in there.
It was, my God, what a dump.
And it was on the first floor, and it was over top of, like, some store or restaurant.
Yeah.
So the cool thing about it was it had a patio, a nice big patio.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, these apartments have little, like, Juliet balconies. Yeah, little balconies.
The horrible thing about it is it was a pig hole.
That's when I took Charlotte from Brandon.
It was, this place was
awful.
A
rat-hole.
Roach-infested, nasty.
Never rent anything above or beside a restaurant.
It was, forget it.
And they thought it was the coolest thing because they were down in the East Village, and it was really cool to be living in the East Village.
They could talk to the girls as they walked by the street out on the big patio. I mean, the patio was 20 feet by 20 feet. It was huge.
Yeah.
But, I wouldn't sleep in that apartment if you paid me
$100. I went there twice. The time I went with you, and then I went back another time, and I was going to take a nap because it was, I don't know, I was sleeping there.
No way.
And then I found Charlotte behind a couch going through some old pizza boxes. And,
oh, dear. They were pigs to start with. Leaving pizza boxes, you're inviting roaches.
Charlotte
and
at that moment, I said, Brent, I'm taking Charlotte home with me for the weekend. And I think it was after that Charlotte said, okay, Dad, why don't you just keep Charlotte?
Remember my little apartment that I had, the one that I was living in before? It was two bedrooms, a bathroom, a kitchen, and a living room, dining room in about 420 square feet.
But it was clean and nice.
Oh, yeah. The backyard, though, was bigger than the apartment.
Right, yeah. The backyard was cool, actually.
The backyard was real. Charlotte loved that backyard.
But, Charlotte did like the backyard. But I will tell you, that mess that Brendan lived in, and these are kids that are right out of college. They all get, they have one job today, another job tomorrow, another job the day after that.
I see college rooms. Oh, my goodness.
But there was the one thing that I liked about it was kind of cool. You could sit up on the porch and watch the folks at Law & Order. Wolf and the producers loved, there was a little park across the street, and because there's not a lot of heavy traffic there, they shot tons and tons of outdoor scenes from all the Law & Order shows in that park. So you could sit and watch them and a lot of the extras were people that just walked by. Yeah, is this that kind of a neighborhood? It's a very comfortable New York neighborhood. If you're not a New that's why I was surprised these guys actually even made it there, because if you're not a New Yorker, you really don't fit there, and they don't want you. They don't like you. If you're not a New Yorker in a place like that, Roberta, they don't want anything to do with you. Part of what made them ingratiated, or they ingratiated themselves, was because of Charlotte. When they all wanted to talk to Charlotte, that's bad.
Dogs are chick magnets anyway.
Right. Well, I'm talking about
chicks. In the city.
Yeah. It was really, though, an amazing reality. All right. And that whole story is amazing. Consider people paying that kind of dough. Chef Louis DeAngelis is with us in a moment. Those of you who are into veggie burgers.
Bean burgers.
Those of you who don't like veggie burgers, I think Louis is going to give you a reason.
I'm all over this.
To like them. And we're also going to talk about a new restaurant which offers consumers something that they can't get right now. That's all coming up here on Good Day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know, because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey. One question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new HIT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new HIT card at Discover.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, Flo,
huh?
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. Check out his recipes. They're listed on the right-hand side of the homepage at DougSteffen.com. So those of you who are thrill-seeking food lovers, Louis, have a new place to dine with views of the Las Vegas Strip that rival a lot of other restaurants. It's called Dinner in the Sky. They're going to hoist groups of diners seated around a table 180 feet into the air, where they'll be served gourmet meals from a rotating cast of chefs while taking in the panoramic views of the Strip. I've already started construction on this tower west of Interstate 15 near City Center. Holds two tables each capable of accommodating about 22 people, plus waiters and a chef. So I'm not sure. I mean, we think oftentimes of ambiance. I don't care about ambiance. I just care about good food. But there are a lot of people who pay a lot of money to go. I mean, look at some of these places in Los Angeles or maybe Miami or New York.
Yeah.
I mean, what, I want to be seen here. So anyway, the owner of this project is Janine Hinden. She said, "I hope this will be an iconic attraction to Las Vegas." And
I started a year ago in Belgium when they hoist you up on a crane and bring you up about, you know, 60 to 80 feet in the air.
Right. You got to be strapped into your chair.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right. And it will, you'll spend about an hour on this platform, served a three-course meal plus dessert, much of the food prepared in advance, then finished in the sky on a convection oven on the platform. The menu changes all the time, generally feature a choice between beef, chicken, fish, and vegetarian options, $290 a person.
Wow.
You know what I'd have to do if I were eating up there, don't you?
What'd you have to do?
Food fight.
Oh, yeah.
Food fight.
All right, so Louie, When it comes to understanding what goes on, these sorts of things, people are not paying for food anymore because the food's pretty much the same everywhere you go, within reason. It's ambiance. Isn't that really it? When you go help, you're a fellow that goes around the Southeast helping restaurants survive. Do you focus just on the menu or do you focus on the ambiance?
Well, I focus on everything. You know, how the place looks when you first walk in really sets the tone of what if you're going to like your dinner or not. And then it goes to the servers, you know, just how the servers are treating you. Really, the last thing that happens to you when you walk into a restaurant is you get your meal. And by then, probably 70, 80% of your judgment is already prejudged on whether or not you're going to like it.
Because of what it feels like to walk into that restaurant.
Dirty. Yeah, if it's dirty or dingy or it looks old, right off the bat you're going to say, wow, this is not going to be good. Then the waiter or wait staff comes in, and if they're not pleasant, if they're too overbearing, you know, a lot of people don't want that. So by the time the food comes, you've already decided whether or not you're going to like it or not. And that happens over and over again. It's tough. It's a tough hill to climb for a lot of restaurants.
Really? All right, so that's an interesting story. Now, I was talking about you earlier as macho because you're cooking, and then all of the people on the program, they chastise me because men now are becoming as prevalent in the kitchen as women are, and so maybe the macho thing to do is to be in the kitchen and is to work on food and is to come up with interesting ideas like this new veggie burger you've come up with as the recipe for the day at DougStefan.com.
But it's not really a veggie burger, is it, Louie?
No, you see, I have a lot of friends, they come over for a football game, for example, and you grill some burgers. These guys want meat, okay? And it's, I don't know if it's a preconceived notion, if it's a macho thing. And you tell them you're making them a veggie burger, they're going to look at you like, you know, like you're very much in touch with your feminine side as opposed to giving them a big, juicy burger. So you kind of wean people off of it, and you use black beans, mashed. Okay, and mix it like a whole can, which is about 10 ounces. It's a 15-ounce can, but you got to take away the liquid. And you mash these black beans, and all you need is a quarter pound of, say, sausage meat. Nice, sweet Italian sausage, because it's got a lot of flavor to it as opposed to just ground beef. And you add a few veggies to it, and the recipe shows, and you make your burger that way. You're not only giving them a good, healthy, you know, a tasty meal, but you're adding anywhere from 5 to 7 grams of fiber to something that wouldn't have had it at all. And that's a good way to wean people off into something good. Like
I'm so all over this, and you know what I'm going to do to it, Louie?
Yeah.
I'm putting bacon on it.
Oh, you know, let me tell you something. Instead of lettuce, all right, one little change.
Instead of lettuce, shredded, use bacon.
Yeah, no, use shredded cabbage.
Oh.
That
now,
sounds good.
One serving, 900 grams of cabbage is like 21 grams of fiber. And it's got nutrients like folate, potassium. Where lettuce is just, there's nothing to it. There's no value to lettuce.
Right.
So you throw a nice, heaping, crunchy bunch of shredded cabbage and a tomato on this. Oh, my God. You're giving somebody 8-9 grams
but
of fiber.
I will tell you, as soon as I saw this recipe and I saw Italian sausage and black beans, I was like, that's good. I want that.
You know, the black beans absorb so much flavor. You know, because they're so fibrous that you don't know you're eating black beans. It's just like if I showed you that recipe for brownies. You know, I'll post that too. You can add black beans to brownie mix.
All right, now you've actually tried this. Served this to people.
No. You all go try it first and let us know how it works.
Well, that's the kind of, sometimes I think that's how this sort of thing works.
Yes,
he's in reality. He's tried it and it works. All right, so this recipe for the veggie burger using black beans for fiber and flavor. Italian sausage, just a bit of it, works fine. Check it out. The recipe, Chef Louis's recipe, is right-hand side of the homepage at DougStefan.com. Thank you very much, Louis. Let me spend a moment here talking about the folks at the Purple Heart Service Foundation and what they're doing, Richie, to see that all veterans, no matter what their stars or stripes, are doing after they get out. How do you need help? You're a veteran. Do you need help with processing claims for compensation from the Veterans Administration? Do you need help with an educational opportunity, job training, that kind of stuff? Are you not getting medical care? You need help with that? Well, All of those things come under the purview of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, a 501c3 opportunity. It's a nonprofit that works to help so many of our soldiers get what they deserve because the government just doesn't do it. And you can help by donating money. You can donate cars, anything that has value. It's all completely tax deductible. Here's how you figure out what to do and how to do it. Call Purple Heart Service Foundation at 877-743-1631. Help them out. Again, the number 877-743-1631.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
The time for you to do your planning. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is here with us on the Jennifer Horn Good Day program, and he's going to talk with Jennifer and me.
It's a good ring up to it, doesn't
in
it?
Just a matter of moments about to travel during the cold weather, travel during weather problems. What should you plan on, or how do you work around these delays and cancellations that come about, whether it's the weather, whether the plane breaks down, whether you, just, there are all kinds of things, and this is a frequently, if not most frequently asked question: how do you fix problems that are created by people other than you when it comes to your travel plans? That and where the best deals are coming up just a moment here on Good Day.
Ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale.
Bellawood pre-finished Brazilian hardwood is up to 47% less. Pre-finished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Tom Parsons from BestFairs.com is here with us, Jennifer. I don't know whether you want to ask him the first question, the important question, or do you want me to ask him the first question? Because I don't want to step on you. I don't want to be seen as...
You know what? I like to share the limelight, Dougie, so you go ahead.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks very much. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
The weather around the country, even where you are in Dallas, pretty cold. How does that affect planes and operations of airlines? And in terms of weather-related delays or cancellations, how do people, this is the most frequently asked question, I think, other than how do I save money.
Yeah.
What do we do when it comes to cancellations and makeups because of problems that certainly, I mean, the airplane has to be the same as a car. Sometimes they start and sometimes they don't when it's cold.
Well, in the wintertime, I think that when it gets put 32 degrees, which I understand you all have had that kind of weather lately, you get a little moisture in the air, and then you got to de-ice, okay, an airplane, and that causes delays, and then somewhere down the line, it depends on how bad, and if they got enough icing, and they get the machines working right, and can people get to the airport, and I'm talking like flight crews, so that can also put a hindrance on delays and cancellations. And at that point, I think you're still at the mercy of the airline. I think that's the one that, and I still think if your plane's canceled, you really have to get a confirmed seat before you go back to the airport. You tell them, there's one place I don't want to spend my night or my day is all day is in an airport. So once they give you a confirmed seat, then you know. But sometimes it can take up to 72 hours to get everything back in line. In the summertime, out in Arizona and places like that, it gets too hot. If it gets over 100 and some degrees, you got to worry about lift. And I've seen planes shut down too because the air is too light of some sort. So it's, the weather is a very big factor, and it's probably our biggest reason for flight delays. So it's there, and if you have a flight cancellation, and also just sign up for all the Twitter alerts you get from the airlines if you're flying, because I think they're pretty good right now.
The Twitter alerts, the connection that people have of their devices, whatever their handheld devices are.
Yeah, right. Smartphone, you just sign up for it, and they'll send you messages. When I was in Orlando, and they were canceling my flight every 15 minutes, I was getting notification when of my new flight time before I heard it from the gate agent,
right.
Which is very good. Now, there is one good travel deal out there, and it is out to Las Vegas. It's actually good till September, but we picked Valentine's Day. You know, over 120,000 people get married in Vegas every year, and Valentine's Day is probably the busiest, but we found some Las Vegas getaways, and they also include two show tickets to Circus Soleil and Beatles Love. The cheapest one we're finding over leaving on the 12th, coming back on the 15th, is probably Los Angeles at $159, and that's airfare, three nights at a four-star hotel, and show tickets. And even from Boston, we were kind of shocked on this one, $268, that's airfare, three nights at a hotel, and show tickets. That's pretty good. So there's a whole bunch of that. But that one must be booked by sometime tomorrow. We're thinking 6 p.m. because that's when the hotels start pulling their promotions. So if you want Vegas, baby doesn't need a new pair of shoes. She wants two show tickets to Circus Soleil.
All right. All right. Check it out. You can go to bestfairs.com. You can go to DougStephan.com. Look for Tom's picture. Tommy in his Bahama shirt. And that'll bring you around.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.